Hey, baby. Can I come over? I was just thinking it's about time.
Hi, it's Dr. Andrea here. I'm on a mission to empower women to live a more orgasmic, fulfilling, and healthy life filled with ageless, sensual vitality. One of the many ways I help women claim such a life is by helping them achieve orgasm. In fact, as an integrative medicine doctor specializing in longevity, mindfulness, and positive psychology, I find it imperative to make sure that women are living in optimal well-being, where every part of their life is thriving, including their intimate life. As a woman, the impact of living a passionless, orgasmless life has on our intimate relationships, our role as parents, job performance, and our overall well-being is quite substantial. And in my opinion, it's unacceptable. The energy of sensuality is so natural and precious that over 2,500 years of recorded history includes insights and techniques to enhance the flow of sexual energy in men and women. Now, while there have been times when women's sexuality has been suppressed, it has nearly always been attributed to men's fear of a woman's capacity to wield her sexual power responsibly. Go figure. The feminine power of your sensuality is divine and incredibly potent. Part of my life's work is to help you unlock this power in a safe, responsible, and healthy way, which is what fuels my research and teaching on the subject of sensual vitality. Over the last several years, I've been working with women who have never had an orgasm, women who have lost the ability to climax, and others who want to achieve orgasm with intercourse. Along the way, I've noticed some general trends that I'd like to share with you here. The good news is that each of these is totally fixable. In this special report, I offer a sneak peek into easy ways you can uncover the five most common blocks to your orgasmic flow and how to let those barriers come tumbling down. Now, you will read even more in my upcoming book, The Orgasm Prescription for Women, 21 Days to Heightened Pleasure, Deeper Intimacy, and Erotic Bliss, where I offer detailed instruction on how women and their partners can reclaim the natural right to sensual vitality with a variety of tricks, tips, and techniques. Let's get started. The Top 5 Reasons You're Not Having an Orgasm and How to Overcome Them by Andrea Pennington, MD, CAC. Number 1. You lack erotic desire. I know, you think you really want to come. But why? Why do you want a climax? Is it because you think it'll make your partner happy? Surprisingly, many women engage in sex in order to increase intimacy with their partners, but they don't really want to have sex for the mere physical pleasure of the act. You have to want to reach the height of ecstasy for it to be reached. Desire equals wanting. So, do you desire your partner and lovemaking enough to amp up the pleasure and intensity that will help you ride the waves of ecstasy? Give this some thought. When you are free enough to want, desire, and long for sex for the mere fact that you are a sensual, vital woman, then you will notice that you are able to ride, rise, and rejoice in climatic bliss easier and easier. Reason number 2, you aren't aroused enough. Research shows that our sexual responsiveness depends on a delicate balance between excitation and inhibition. In some circumstances, we may become excited by cues from our lover, like his manly sweat or bulging muscles, but if we aren't sufficiently seduced and mentally stimulated, some of us will not turn on at all, even to the sexiest of partners doing all the right moves. So, what turns you on? Are you aroused by sexy thoughts and fantasies? Do you need flirty messages or glances from your lover early in the day to ensure that you're hot and ready by evening? Is it sights, sounds, or scents that help stimulate your sensual side? Even if your lover has all the right moves to get you wet at the time of your sexual encounter, if you have not been sufficiently aroused inside, starting with your mind, heart, and soul, then though you might get moist, you may not be adequately aroused to reach orgasm. Reason number 3, you do not feel entitled to pleasure. It seems like such an old world view that a woman wouldn't feel entitled to pleasure, but even today, ladies are denying themselves the ultimate pleasure because they think they don't deserve it. Old religious training and parental influences have some women thinking that sex is dirty, limited to procreation, or frivolous, as if pleasure is not a worthwhile goal. All of these have stifled feminine pleasure for centuries. The reality is that you are a sensual being. Sex is meant to be pleasurable, and you deserve to enjoy your body, and your satisfaction should be a priority. Now, I don't recommend wild, lascivious hedonism. It's not deeply satisfying in the end. But I do believe that finding out what you enjoy and exploring your sensuality in a safe, consensual situation can be a fine way to affirm your femininity. So claim your right to orgasm, baby. You deserve it. You're worth it. And the rest of the people in your life will be happier for it, even if they don't know why. Reason number 4, you've given up responsibility for achieving orgasm. I can't tell you how many women tell me they are frustrated that their partner fails to make them come. Ladies, listen up. Your orgasm is your responsibility. Let me say that one more time. Your orgasm is your responsibility. How often do you masturbate? Getting to know your body is the key to becoming orgasmic. Experiment with stimulating your clitoris and vagina with your fingers, with a vibrator, or with a sexy stream of water in the shower. You have to know your body, what feels good, and how to keep the action going till you climax. If you don't know how to make yourself come when you're alone, it will be a lot more difficult with a partner. If your partner is not spontaneously gifted in getting you there, it's up to you to take control. Now that means asking for what you want. Try getting on top so that you can control the rhythm and contact with your clitoris. The clitoris, after all, has a central role in the rising feelings of sexual tension, which reach their peak in an orgasm. Naturally, your partner's skills will come into play, but ultimately, you must learn what makes you feel good, from positions to techniques to locations to pacing. Maybe you need to ask him to kiss you down there. Surveys show that oral sex increases the likelihood of orgasms for women. Don't be shy. Take the lead and get yours. Reason number 5, you are distracted with mental or environmental noise. If your atmosphere is not conducive to full concentration on the pleasurable sensations in your body, you'll be less likely to achieve orgasm. Being distracted by piles of laundry, fearful that the kids will interrupt, or wondering how the current position makes your stomach look will knock you off the upward climb toward climactic joy. Practicing mindfulness meditation really helps with increasing your ability to tune into your body and tune out the distractions. Taking the focus off of having an orgasm and just paying attention to your feelings of arousal and pleasure can be helpful in these situations. Try to concentrate on actual physical sensations rather than thoughts. If you're not able to block out the internal or external interference, then make sure your environment is set up to help you settle in for a little sexy time. With practice, you can even use the environmental cues to your advantage. Like, just remind yourself that the dishes will be much cleaner once you've had a climactic release anyway, and get your head back in the game. I'll teach you much more about this and how to overcome all of these barriers in an upcoming webinar series. I hope that this little special report has been helpful for you. Please share this with your friends or the special lady in your life. Help me spread the word about this revolution in women's sensuality. I invite you to join us on Facebook at facebook.com/svitality.tv. Join our Sensual Vitality entourage at sensualvitality.tv so that we can help you show up authentically, love passionately, and live orgasmically. Until next time, here's to your passion and vitality.
I don't care. Just reach out.
Baby, touch me. I want you to.
Yeah.